Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The butt sniffer strikes again. Plus,
purses, jewelry, high-end watches, stolen credit cards, fake ID were recovered.
Police arrest members of an LA burglary crew and,
you know, this is not the time to be on the freeway.
Get ready for more restrictions on the 405 freeway. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's August 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. The man that authorities call a serial butt sniffer was arrested again. In fact, it's been a month since he was last arrested. It happened last week inside a Walgreens in Burbank, according to NBC4. Police say Khalees Crowder was seen, you guessed it, sniffing a woman's butt. This time, employees recognized him and they called the cops. Ever hear of the Rich Rollin burglary crew? That's Rich Rollin, by the way. Not Rick Rollin. And while the group sounds like they could be the suspects in a Scooby-Doo episode, police say they're responsible for more than 90 residential burglaries in LA. Officers also say they've arrested 8 members of the group. Here's Craig Figner with more.
Targets of this operation were members of what was referred to as the Rich Rollin burglary crew.
They were heavily armed and targeted homes where wealthy people lived all across Los Angeles. That is how LAPD Chief Jim McDonald describes the Rich Rollin burglary crew. He says 8 people have been arrested, that they served some search warrants last week. There was another one back in April, and he says they resulted in an enormous amount of evidence.
The Rich Rollin burglary crew, responsible for 92 residential burglaries in the city of Los Angeles. In April of 2025, a search warrant was served at a residence in Los Angeles. At that time, 2 rifles, 5 handguns, a large amount of ammunition, body armor, large capacity rifle and pistol magazines, purses, jewelry, high-end watches, stolen credit cards, as well as multiple license plates were recovered.
Chief McDonald says the Rich Rollin burglary crew's crimes started back in 2022. Despite the 8 people arrested and the number of crimes involved, he says they do not appear to be connected to the recent rash of burglaries in Encino. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Meanwhile, police in Glendale arrested 2 people in connection with QR code thefts of Apple laptops. Karen Adams has the latest.
The theft sprang up all over Southern California. Thieves using stolen QR codes to intercept purchased Apple products at stores, and in some cases met the delivery driver right at a person's home. Glendale police got 13 cases. Sergeant Jose Baraja says they learned the crooks purchased the QR codes off the Telegram app.
It's kind of like a WhatsApp. It's encrypted. It's hard to track, and there are different channels. I'm aware that there's other fraud activity that happened on Telegram.
He says they're not sure if the thieves hacked the victim's email or got the QR codes from a leak at Apple.
I don't want to make assumptions, but you know, it could be an employee, a former employee that maybe had an access code. We don't know, you know, because there seem to be so many cases within a short amount of time. For us alone, 13 victims got hacked. So we're still working with Apple security to kind of figure that out.
He advises people to safeguard their information online because while the QR code thefts seem to have stopped, there is still a network of thieves using Telegram and other apps to sell a person's information. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Rapper Lil Nas X pled not guilty to 4 felony charges, including assaulting a police officer. A judge set his bail at $75,000. You may remember last week the rapper was seen wandering Studio City in just his underwear. He was arrested and taken to a hospital before going to jail. A wrongful death lawsuit was filed against the ex-wife of a Woodland Hills doctor who was murdered last year. John Baird has the story.
The civil suit against the ex-wife, Ahang Mershujayi, seeks to unwind some financial transactions so that the money would go to the doctor's widow, Ghassal Samorgi, and their 18-month-old daughter, Avina, instead. Attorney Alex Guerrero, who represents Samorgi, says they believe they know the reason behind the murder plot.
Not just money, but also, we think, revenge and jealousy. And we believe that there was a lot of bitterness and a lot of hatred that was left over after that marriage dissolved.
The former wife, though, has pleaded not guilty in the case, and so have her co-defendants. Meantime, Ghassal Samorgi, the widow, is just trying to get through the grief of losing her husband.
This is very hard for me. I miss my husband every day.
This past Saturday was the one-year anniversary of the doctor's murder.
Were you one of the many drivers left frustrated by the construction on the 405 freeway this weekend? Well, get ready for more closures in the coming months. Here's Pete Demetrio.
The backups due to the beginning of the $143 million I-405 repaving process not only affected the north and southbound 405, but also had impacts of the east and westbound 10 freeway. Lauren Wallachy with Caltrans District 7 said they analyzed the delay pattern, talked with motorists, and found out something interesting.
Some of the feedback that we even received from people was, you know, we heard about the closure and we decided to go through the area anyway. And, you know, I just want to emphasize again that, you know, this is not the time to be on the freeway. Avoid the area, plan ahead. And if you do have to go that way, you know, allocate additional time.
Caltrans is expecting to do these kinds of closures about every 2 to 3 weeks, weather permitting, on the north and southbound freeway for at least 25 weekends between now through the beginning of 2027. In West LA, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
You remember flip phones? I do. I know some people had Razors. I had the NV. Those were the phones that you opened on its side and it had the keyboard. Simpler times. Anyway, Apple will be releasing its first ever foldable iPhone. The phone will also have four cameras and Touch ID. We spoke with Bloomberg's Mark Gurman about the benefits to foldable phones.
The amount of screen real estate that you're getting, the performance you're getting, the different abilities that you're able to get on this phone by having a display that's about the size of a tablet, it's really phenomenal. It's great for productivity. It's great for watching video. It's great for doing things like email, having that keyboard, having a window where you actually are writing the email, having another window with your web browser if you're trying to get information.
Now for the catch. It's coming out next year, and it's expected to cost a whopping $2,000. Well, that's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio. Tune in tomorrow to hear Aaron Cooper host the podcast. I'll see you later.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.